With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting several of President-elect Donald Trump's incoming cabinet nominees were targeted Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning with bomb threats or were swatted. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the more.
Levin said in a statement Wednesday morning, quote, the nominees were targeted in violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. Levin continued, these attacks range from bomb threats to swatting. In response, law enforcement and other authorities acted quickly to ensure the safety of those who were targeted. President-elect Trump and the entire transition team are grateful for their swift action. Levin did not list the names of the cabinet nominees who were targeted and declined to provide details on the targeting. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Displaced people are moving back to southern Lebanon as a ceasefire appears to stick. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ceasefire brought relief across the Mediterranean nation, coming after days of some of the most intense airstrikes and clashes since the war began. Though many in the region wonder if the agreement to stop fighting would hold. Israel says it will attack if Hezbollah breaks the ceasefire agreement. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, but it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is tomorrow. Will Cost, the executive producer of the parade, says the event will be fun.
This year's parade is going to be action-packed. We've got 17 large character balloons, 22 floats, over 700 clowns, 11 marching bands, 10 performance groups, and a whole host of celebrity performances. It's going to be a really exciting day, surprising and delighting the audiences.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 138 points, the Nasdaq dropping 115. This is SRN News. Churches and homeless shelters prepare for Thanksgiving.
Congregations all across the U.S. and gospel rescue missions will be serving turkey and all the trimmings to families who can't afford it or have no place to call home. It's a big lift, but it's even bigger this year after months of inflation and general economic precarity. Pastors and shelter directors say they didn't get as much donations this year, either food or cash, and are having to dig deep to make sure that everybody gets fed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rejected a request to block a San Jose State women's volleyball team member from playing in a conference tournament because the player is actually a man. The ruling by U.S. Magistrate Judge Cato Cruz will allow the man to continue competing in the Mountain West Conference Women's Championship in Las Vegas. A lawsuit was filed by 9 current players against the Mountain West Conference challenging the league's policy of allowing males to compete in women's sports. SRN News. Hyundai is recalling more than 200,000 SUVs and small cars.
It's because the rearview camera image may not show up on the screens. The recall covers certain Santa Fe and Elantra vehicles from the 2021 and 2022 model years. Hyundai says that solder joints on a printed circuit board can develop cracks that can worsen over time and cause the cameras to fail. That can reduce visibility and increase the risk of injury to pedestrians. Dealers will replace the camera at no cost to owners, who will be notified by letters starting January 19th. John Scott reports.
Britain's new Labour government will launch a consultation on sales targets set for auto manufacturers during the transition to electric vehicles. That's in the wake of the decision by Stellantis, the owner of Vauxhall, to close its van factory at the potential cost of 1,100 jobs. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.